once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we will praise you for the rest of our days. As long as you put breath in these bodies, we are going to praise the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. Welcome to our midweek service. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. Let us open with prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, from Rhema, from your Logos word on today. We thank you for the people of God assembled once again. For your word says, hallelujah, how beautiful is it for those to dwell together in unity. So we thank you as we come on this line on one accord, believing that the Holy Spirit is present, and in the Spirit of the Lord there is liberty. So we thank you that no matter what we're going through, no matter what season we're in, no matter what the enemy is trying to devise against our destiny, we know that God, you're able in the name of Jesus. So the joy of the Lord is still our strength on today, and we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you, and we magnify your name on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Rejoicing is a choice. Amen. So many are going through so much, but you and I, we don't just have the ability, but we have the desire to praise God no matter what we are facing on today. We believe that there's a word from the Lord for you today. We know that God, in the name of Jesus, know what you stand in the need of, and I believe that God is going to speak to you and I today through Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she's declared the word of the Lord over our lives in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody about this broadcast. We thank God that you tuned in, and after the next praise and worship song, you are going to hear from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons. The word of the Lord is in her belly, it's in her mouth, and it's about to hit our ear gate in our hearts today. So receive her after this next praise and worship experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the source of my strength. Hallelujah. You are the source of my strength. You are the joy of my life. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus on today. Hallelujah. He is worthy. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Magnify his name on today because he truly is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through on today, you got to go ahead and praise God. Praise God in your car. Praise God in your kitchen. Praise God in your bedroom, praise God in your living room, but praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. You are the source of our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the joy of our life, oh God. No matter what we're going through, we will praise you anyhow, oh God. Yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you alone are worthy, oh God. You alone are worthy to be praised. We're not going to praise our circumstances, oh God. We're not going to praise these troubles. We're not going to praise the bills on the counter, oh God. We're not going to praise those who come against us, but we're going to praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to give you some glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody needs to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Even in the midnight hour, you got to praise him. Hallelujah. When it looks like all hope is lost, you got to praise him, ha, because he is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. Yes. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, my God. Hallelujah. Yet will I praise him. Does anybody have that confession on your list today? That yet will you praise God? Hallelujah. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him, yet will I trust in him. Hallelujah. Job said, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on because my change is coming. I know my change is coming. Do you know that you're not stuck in the middle of this situation? Do you know that your change is surely going to come? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm excited up in here. Hallelujah. I got joy bubbling up on the inside of me. Hallelujah. All hell is trying to prevail against the church, but God says, church, you got to praise me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and worthy to be praised. We love him on today. We worship him, and him only do we praise. Hallelujah. My God, I just sense that the church is praising God on today. I can't see you, but I know you have a praise in your heart. A praise on your lips. Hallelujah. The devil's been trying to hold up your praise. Hallelujah. But somebody better praise God up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bibles if you can. Grab your Bibles and turn to the book of John, John chapter 21. Hallelujah. God is good. He is good. God is good all the time, not some of the time, but God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Ha! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 21, starting with verse 3. Hallelujah. John 21, verse 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. John 21, verse 3, and it reads, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved says unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and then cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net break. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you, O God, and we magnify your name on today. You alone are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. God, I ask you as your woman servant that you would use me for your glory to speak to the hearts of your people who are assembled here on today, God. Save souls. Change lives. Set the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind. Heal the sick. Encourage the discouraged, oh God. Send some on purpose and fill us all with your power. And at the end of this time, oh God, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we ask that your anointing rest in this word, that your anointing, Father God, inhabit these words that I speak, oh God, so that it will do what you sent it to do, knowing that your word will not come back to you void, oh God. And we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen. Hallelujah. 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 God will manifest. God will manifest. Hallelujah. God will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. My God, you have to know on today that no matter what you're going through, that you are not alone. And that it's not a hopeless situation. No matter how long you've been walking this walk, no matter how long you've been fighting the good fight of faith, no matter how long or how hard things have gotten for you, you have to realize that you are not alone, that God will manifest. He will show up and show out in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. Just hold on. Hold on to your faith and hold on to your hope. My God, the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have to realize on today that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you don't believe, you might as well forget about receiving anything from him. You have to hold on to your faith during these times, during these turbulent times, during the storm, when the storm is raging. Hallelujah. When you've been thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. When the devil wants to make you bow, you have to hold on to your faith. You have to refuse to quit. You have to refuse to give up. Refuse to throw in the towel. You have to know and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will manifest, that he will show up and show out in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. Here we have seven disciples, Peter and six others, that went out and they went fishing. Huh? And the Bible says that they fished all night and they did not catch anything. Hallelujah. My God, you know how it is to toil, to be toiling and working and laboring Hallelujah. And to come up empty-handed. My God, to be out here for us, Pastor Emily, it's been 7 years. And sometimes it seems like we're coming up short. It seems like we're not coming up with the multitudes that God has shown us. It looks like the vision is not coming to pass. It looks like you're coming up empty-handed. Come on, you know what I'm talking about out there, woman of God, man of God. You know that God has promised you some things. You know that you've been toiling and laboring in prayer.
Amen.
But it seems like you're coming up empty-handed. It seems like you're not coming up with the fruit of your labor. It seems like that God, my God, that you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. My God, it seems like God pulled the okey-doke on you. But let me tell you something. Our God is faithful. He is not the God of the okey-doke. He will not bamboozle or hoodwink you. What God has spoken shall surely come to pass. God said in his word, he said, I am not man that I should lie, nor am I the son of man that I would repent. My God, God has not changed his mind about what he has said about you. Listen to me right now. If God said it, you better believe it. My God, you better believe the word of the Lord today. God is not a man. He did not lie to you. God's word will not come back to him void. Ah, my God, you got to know on today that God's word shall surely come to pass in your life. Trust God. Believe God. Have faith in God. Hold on to the hope. Even when the situation looks hopeless, believe that God will do it. God will manifest. Hallelujah. 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 My God, I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God will manifest. Manifest. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments, and I will manifest myself to you. My God, this scripture is so relevant to what Jesus had already taught these disciples. This scripture is so relevant to what Jesus has taught us, his current day, modern day disciples, through his word, that if we obey him, if we love him and obey his commandments, the commandments that he gave as the most important, that we love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and that we love our neighbor as ourselves, if we walk in the law of love, Jesus said that he will manifest himself to us. See, sometimes we can't see Jesus because we're not loving. My God, hallelujah. Sometimes we can't see him because we are not loving. And sometimes we're not loving because we are hurting. Sometimes we're not loving because we're too busy fighting. Sometimes we're not loving because we have grown weary. My God, some of us have gotten tired. And God said, do not grow weary in well doing. For in due season you will reap a harvest. If you faint not, sometimes it's hard to love when people are coming against you. Sometimes it's hard to love when you've been wounded in the battle. But God is saying, hold on and continue to fight. But you got to continue to love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. You got to walk in love. My God, so many times. My God, even as we're out here doing the work of the Lord, there are times when the devil will try to block your flow of love. My God, in the book of Genesis, chapter 26, Isaac went to redig the wells of his father Abraham that the Philistines had blocked up. They had put earth in the wells. In other words, they had put dirt in the wells. And because there was dirt in the wells, there was no water flowing up out of the wells. Hallelujah. So every time Isaac went to redig a well, the Philistines would come and say, no, that well is ours. They began to strive with Isaac about the well. And Isaac and his men, his servants continued to go ahead, and they continued to re-dig. They kept digging. Ooh. My God, they kept digging, huh? And every time they dug, there was a fight. There was a striving. There was an argument over the well. There was a battle over the well until they got to the point where they dug another well. First there was a battle. Then there was confusion. Then they went and they dug another well. And the Philistines did not come and try to give them strife over this well. And Isaac named the well, "Now the Lord has made room for us." See, you have to realize as you keep moving, God will continue to broaden your territory. As you keep digging, God will continue to give you rivers overflowing from your well. In other words, don't let nobody throw dirt in your well. And when they do throw the dirt and you keep digging until you get the dirt out. You keep moving forward. How do you dig? You dig with the word. You dig with worship. You dig with praise. You dig with love. Huh? Come on, somebody. You dig with prayer. You keep digging. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 91 that he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. My God, hallelujah. Continue to dwell in your secret place and keep re-digging the wells. Yeah, they're going to throw dirt. They're going to throw dirt in your well. But don't let that stop you. My God, the dirt is to stop the rivers from flowing. Jesus told the woman at the well. He told the woman at the well, he says that he who drinketh from me, drinketh the waters that I give, out of his belly shall flow rivers, overflowing rivers. There shall be a well of living water. My God. And the woman dropped her water pot. My God, because she knew that she did not need the water from the natural well anymore, but she was going to drink deeply of the waters that Jesus was providing for her. I want to tell you on today to drink deeply of the waters that Jesus has provided for you. My God, incline your ears to hear what thus says the Lord. Incline your heart to love even the unlovable. My God, hallelujah. Incline your feet to be directed of the Lord. My God, Pastor Anthony, this woman at the well, she dropped her water pot,
right,
and she got a well instead. My God, she dropped her water pot, and she got a well of water on the inside of her. Anybody ever have to drop your water pot? My God, we used to go. When we were in the world, we used to go over to the watering hole called the local bar, the bar on the corner. My God, we used to say, "Give me some Johnny Walker Red. Give me a Long Island iced tea. Give me some rum and coke." We had our own water at the watering hole. But God said, no, drop the water pot and pick up your well. Get the well of rivers of overflowing water on the inside of you. Don't let nobody put dirt in your well. Hallelujah. 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 Don't let them block up your love walk. Keep loving. Keep forgiving. Ha. Keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. God will manifest as you walk in love. Hallelujah. And these disciples, these seven disciples, have been toiling all night. They caught nothing. Jesus shows up and says, "Do you have any meat?" They say, "No, we don't have any meat." Jesus says, "Cast your net on the right side." Cast your net on the right side. Come on. Cast your net on the right side. See, a lot of us have been looking for solutions to our problems on the wrong side. See, we've been looking in all the wrong places. And Jesus said, "You know what? You're out there fishing, and you're fishing out there without me." My God. And Jesus said, "I need you to know that you cannot fish without me." In other words, Jesus told them already. He had told them already, with God, you can do all things. But without God, you can do nothing. You have to hear me on today. My God. Some might say, well, Jesus had been crucified. He was in the grave, you know, but he had already, the Bible tells us that he had manifested himself already to the disciples two times. This was the third time that he had manifested himself to the disciples. And yet they were still out there in the middle of the lake, just fishing. Peter said, I just think I'll go fishing. They said, well, we're going to go with you. Hallelujah. And they were out there fishing, but they were fishing without Jesus in mind. Always keep them on your mind. My God, you got to always keep him on your mind. Huh? Hallelujah. They're out there fishing, and Jesus said, cast your light, your net to the right side, on the right side of the ship. See, they had gone without instruction from the Lord. My God, we don't want to go nowhere without Jesus. We want to go. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, I don't want to go out there on the waters, fishing, or doing anything that my heart endeavors to do without Jesus. My God, don't go without Jesus. Don't go without the anointing. Don't go without him, y'all. Hallelujah. God will show up. After your darkest hour, they had been toiling all night. My God, and God showed up.
Right.
There is joy in the morning. My God, and God will always give you instruction. That's the second thing I want to say, that God will give you instruction. You have to, my God, some of you are coming up empty-handed. Some of you are in that midnight hour. Some of you are, my God, being challenged in your faith. And God is saying to you on today that there is instruction coming to you from on high, but you got to go to me in prayer. God is saying, come to me and commit that situation to me in prayer. I had a preacher say on the other night that you have a $2 million problem, and you're giving God a 10-minute prayer.
That's right.
My God, some of us have a $2 million problem, but we're only giving God a 10-minute prayer. You got to toil, just like you're toiling, my God, in the labor. Just like you're working hard in the work that you're doing. My God, you got to work hard in prayer. My God, we got to get back to prayer, Pastor. We got to get back. We got to labor in prayer. And the devil will do everything to stop you from praying. Huh? He will try to make you go to sleep. He will try to make you have something else to do. He will give you all kinds of excuses. The devil will give you all kinds of excuses not to pray. But I want to encourage you to continue to pray. The Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God. But it also tells us to pray continually in the spirit. Ephesians 6, prayer is a weapon, my God. Prayer is a weapon of your warfare. Don't go rehearsing your problems. Forget about telling Sue and them. Forget about telling Bobo and them about your problems. Go telling people, do you know what they did to me? Take it to the Lord in prayer. God will manifest. He will show up with a solution to your problem. God will give you an answer to your problem, and God will give you instructions. Yes, he will. He'll tell you what to do. Yes, he will. My God is faithful. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you what to say. He will tell you how to do it and how to say it. He will tell you who to do it to and who to say it to. God will give you instruction. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Jesus, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise.
Manifest.
Oh, God is worthy. He will manifest. God will manifest himself to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And finally, hallelujah. They're out there, and Jesus told them, put it on the right side. Cast your net on the right side. Hallelujah. They cast the net on the right side. They said they caught a multitude of fish. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But this was not the first time. My God, that Jesus had done this. In the book of Luke chapter 5, it talked about the fact that they had been toiling and Jesus, they were cleaning the nets. And Jesus says, go ahead and cast your net out into the deep. My God, and Peter said, we've been toiling all night. We caught nothing. He said, but at thy word, we will do it. And he went out there and they went out and they caught so many fish that he had to call his friends to come and help him take in the multitude of fish. So this was the second time that Jesus Jesus had manifested such a miracle in the midst of the disciples. In other words, God is saying, put your mind on rewind and remember what I already done. Oh, Jesus, I'm about to run up in here. Put your mind on rewind. Put your mind on rewind. And remember what God did it. Now, he did it before. God says, I did it before. I stepped into the middle of a hopeless situation before. I turned that son around before. I turned the situation around before. I paid your bills before. I healed you in your body before. I made a way out of no way before. God says, put your mind on rewind and remember what I already done. My God, he says, I did it before and I can do it again. Remember, nothing is impossible for me. I am the God of the turnaround. I am the God of the impossibility. I am the God who is able. Who am I talking to out there? God says, I am able to do all things. I can do it all. I am the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the resurrection and the life. I am your all in all. I am all that you need.
Jesus.
God says, I did it before. Put your mind on rewind. And Jesus is so smooth with the way that he did this. Because as Peter got out of the boat, my God, some of y'all just need to get out of the boat. And he made his way to Jesus and he swam over to the shore. He didn't wait for the ship to come in. Some of y'all sitting around waiting for your ship to come in. I got to bring this in. But God says, get up out of the boat. You're sitting around, but make your way to Jesus. Press your way to the Lord. Press your way and touch the hem of his garment. You got to be like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch her, the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. You got to be like Peter. He took off, he put on that fisher's coat, grabbed his garment to him, and began to swim. Swim his way to shore. So you got to swim against the flood. My God, when all of the waters and the rivers and the storm is coming against you, you got to swim, baby. You got to swim. You're not going to drown. You got to swim your way to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is so smooth because they came ashore. He was having a barbecue. Oh, my God. He said, my God. Hallelujah. He was having a barbecue. I thought it was a barbecue. I said, my God, it's a fire. My God. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. Ain't nobody got time for that sweet brown fish. Ain't nobody got time to be scared. Ain't nobody got time to be worried. Ain't nobody got time to stay in the ship. I got to make my way to Jesus because he's having a barbecue. Hallelujah. Jesus was on the shore having a barbecue. Yeah.
Before they got
there with the fish. Wow. The Bible says there was fire and coals and fish on the coals. You got to hear me. My God, you got to hear God on today. He says, you know what? You're trying to find provision for your solution, and I have already provided. You know, you waiting for me, and I'm waiting for you. Uh-huh. You're trying to figure it out, and I've already worked it out. My God, somebody's running right now. You might as well go ahead and shout to the Lord. You might as well go ahead and give him some glory. It's already done. I came to tell you that God will manifest. It's already done. God showed up in the middle of the ocean. Uh-huh. Jesus showed up on the beach. He stood on the beach, and he talked to them on the ship. And he said, have you caught anything? They said nothing. He said, cast your net on the other side. Jesus manifested himself. And then they began to catch a multitude of fish. He manifested. Miraculous. A miraculous catch. My God. God's getting ready to show up. He's getting ready to give you some overflow. He's getting ready to manifest manifest overflow in your life. He's getting ready to manifest in the midnight hour. Your weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God is getting ready to manifest. Hallelujah. God will, you might as well say it with me, God will manifest. I said, God will manifest. Yes, he will. God will manifest. Hallelujah. He manifested himself. Even as they came to shore, he manifested himself in the barbecue because he had already provided. There is a ram in the bush. It's not over. God is going to show up. Don't count God out because God hasn't counted you out. Don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep hoping. Keep pressing. Keep praising. My God, hallelujah, because God will manifest. Let me say it again. God will manifest. God will manifest. He's showing up right now. God is showing up in the middle of this situation. God is showing up in the fire. God is showing up in the middle of what looks like lack. God is showing up in the middle of that emptiness. God is saying that you're coming out full. You're coming out victorious. Keep God first. Keep Jesus with you. He is the manifested Christ. Hallelujah. He will never fail you, nor will he ever forsake you. Keep God first. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to? I came to encourage you on today. That is not over. Jesus is standing on the seashore. You might be in the middle of the storm, but Jesus is with you. You might be in the fiery furnace, but Jesus is with you. You might be at the end of your rope, but hold on, because Jesus is there right with you. He will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. God is here.
Jesus, help us, Lord. He's there.
God is right there with you, saint. He's right there. He's holding your hand. He's holding you up when you can't carry yourself.
Wow.
He's carrying you. When you can't see the end of a road, he's already stepped into your tomorrow. When you don't know how it's going to end, he is the beginning and the end. When you feel like you've been counted out, he's counted you in. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. God will manifest. He will manifest in the middle of your praise. He will manifest in the middle of your praise. Go ahead and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
God will manifest. He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. Go ahead and praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means hallelujah is praise. Yah is Yah. Hallelujah.
Hi.
Praise God. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Praise our God. God is showing up right now. Somebody needs to shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God will manifest. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, I turn it back over to you. I just want to encourage God's people on today that God will manifest. In the middle of whatever you're going through, hold on. Hold on. Keep Jesus on your mind. Always keep him on your mind because God will manifest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, we thank you for a powerful word from the Lord today. God will manifest. We are reminded. Thank you for that word. God will manifest miracles. God will manifest. He's going to manifest healing.
Yes.
God is the manifestation of restoring things.
Yes.
God will manifest and bring things back to life.
Yes.
God will manifest those things that we so-called have lost.
Nah.
So I thank you for that word, Pastor. The disciples, it was so powerful. You said they kept coming up empty. And we want you to pray today because sometimes it looks like we're coming up empty. It looks like the relationship is not changing. It looks like people are not changing, but they're getting worse. It looks like our circumstances and our situations are going from bad to worse. And sometimes it looks like God is not hearing our prayers, but you reminded us today that he's there. He's with us. He's watching over us. The Bible says he's looking over his word to perform it.
My God.
So we want you to pray that we be not weary in well-doing, that we won't be able to quit even when we feel like quitting, that we won't be able to give up even when we want to give up. So, Pastor, pray for us today because that word needs to be sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. And while we're praying, if you're not saved, you need Jesus. Amen. Not only for the forgiveness of your sins, but for eternal salvation. Not only because of the miracles that he affords, but because he has a great plan for your life. And it's not that you should perish. My God, so we want you, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want you to receive him on today. Hallelujah. Even as I begin to pray for those, Father God, here under the sound of my voice, we just ask that you receive Jesus, repent of your sins, and say, Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I believe that you are the Son of God, that you came and lived and died so that I could have life, and life more abundantly. I receive you today as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And you prayed that prayer. You are saved today. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, I pray for those on today, Father God, who just got saved and those, Father God, who have been saved for a while, Father God, but they feel like, Father God, they've been toiling and laboring and going through life, but they feel like they keep coming up empty, oh God. Lord, I pray for those, Father God, whose faith, Father God, is, Father God, in need of a boost, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, who are standing on your word today, Father God, yet hoping in you and yet believing, God. I pray, Father God, for a supernatural, Father God, injection, Father God, of Father God, more power and more ability to stand and more faith, oh God, that you, Father God, will give them, Father God, courage under fire, Father God, that you will give them the ability to hold on, to not grow weary in well-doing, but to continue, Father God, to believe, Father God, knowing that they will bring forth a harvest if they faint not, Father God, give, Father God, them the power to stand after they have done all to stand in the power of your might, Father God, give them, Father God, the ability, Father God, to believe, persevering, knowing, Father God, that you have a great plan for their lives, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give them a hope and a future. Father God, encourage all who are discouraged on today, Father God. You said in your word that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will give them a supernatural injection of joy, oh God, knowing that they could be go down from this place, saying this joy that I have in my heart, the world did not give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. God, anoint your people, oh God, baptize them with the power of your precious Holy Ghost, oh God, knowing that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the indwelling of your Holy Ghost. We thank you that those, Father God, who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh God, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, oh God. Lord, we dwell in your secret place. We abide under your shadow. We thank you, Lord, for covering us, God. We thank you and we praise you. I thank you for each and every individual, God, that you, Father God, will continue to, Father God, manifest yourself to them, God. Manifest yourself to them. Manifest yourself to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know with you, if we have you, we have everything. So, Lord, just thank you for divine manifestation of yourself, divine manifestation of your presence, of your power, of your provision, of your promise, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I pray that you receive that prayer today. God sees what you're going through. God sees what you're dealing with. God sees what is confronting you. The Bible says he sees every tear. He knows our heart. He knows the innermost parts of our very being. That's why we move and live and have our being in him.
Yes.
So hallelujah. No weapon. Please be reminded today that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper.
Yes.
And Pastor, it was so powerful. You said that that was the third time Jesus made himself manifest
yes.
to his disciples.
After
the crucifixion, and we are reminded, just as you said, he'll continue to show up in our situation. He'll continue to make himself manifest and show us miracles. God, the Bible says signs and wonders will what? Follow those who believe. And signs and wonders and miracles will follow those who believe. So when you see people around you, when they're not manifesting, your job and my job is to manifest God's blessings. And people are going to ask you, how did you hang in there? How did you wait on the Lord and be of good courage? How did you get to the place where you waited for your appointed change to come? And we're going to point people to Jesus. We're going to lead people to our Christ. We're going to lead people to the throne of grace. We're going to allow our testimony, glory be to God, to be a witness of the God that we serve. So we thank God for you as you listen to this broadcast, this word today. Be encouraged. The Bible says, let not your heart be in trouble. Believe in God. Also believe in me. Hallelujah. Believe in God. Also believe in me. So whatever you stand in the need of prayer, believe that Pastor just prayed over your life, whatever you're walking through. The Bible says, yea, though we walk sometimes through that valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil.
Yes.
The devil's trying to get you to worry. The devil's trying to get you to doubt. The devil's trying to get you to be afraid. And we are declaring to the devil today that he is a liar. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Let God be exalted, and everything else be made abase. Let the Jesus be lifted up. And he said, I'll draw all men unto me. So, Pastor, that was so powerful. That was so powerful. And we are going to continue this tonight in Elizabeth. We have our midweek service. The power of God move every Wednesday night in our services. We are now streaming. Hallelujah. You can look at us on the internet. Our services are being streamed, and God is moving in the name of Jesus. This week, we also, I'm going to let you announce the broadcast and how they can get in tune with us, but we're having a Good Friday service, and we'll be there on Easter Sunday, as we are every Sunday at 11 a.m., and God is moving. A soul got saved on Sunday.
Yes.
The young lady gave her life to Christ. She's a senior in high school.
Yes.
And she came with a Sister Jessica, who brought her friend to
yes.
church. They are graduating. They're getting ready to go to college. And this young lady gave her life to Christ.
Okay.
The week before, Brother Kevin brought a young lady to the
yes.
service. And she gave her life to Christ.
Yes.
And God is being moved. He is just moving.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sister Rita, in the name of yes. Jesus, the New Creation Church family is
yes.
growing.
Yes.
And we are just elated and
yes.
excited. Pastor, share with the people, even those who will listen to the archives, how they can pull up the streaming and how they can find us in the city of Elizabeth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. You can come over to Facebook and connect with us, NCCM, the Kingdom Church. We have a page on Facebook, so we invite you to come over to the New Creation. The page is New Creation Christian Ministries on Facebook, and there you will find information about everything pertaining to the church. Also, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, if you connect with me on Facebook, you will find out how to go over to our streaming website. But for those who are not on Facebook, the website is NCC to get to our streaming channel is www.ustream.tv/nccm-the-kingdom-church. And that will take you right to our Ustream channel where you will be able to see us live. We turn on the streaming about 11:10 every Sunday morning and 7:45 every Wednesday night. I don't know if we'll be streaming tonight, but we probably will be. But you will be able to see us streaming. Amen. And let God meet you as you come. Amen. So God bless you. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Anthony. Know that we love you. Know that God loves you. Invite somebody to church on this weekend. Amen. Really, our whole commission, this whole thing with the fish and as they brought the multitude was symbolic that God will, he sent us out to be fishers of men. And Jesus, as we go to be fishers of men, Jesus showed us that he will provide for our every need. So he is asking that we go forth and cast our nets for the multitude of fishes. My God, that's souls. That represents souls. God wants us to be fishers of souls. You don't have to have a title to be an evangelist of souls, amen, to go out there and tell people your testimony, tell people about Jesus. If you see someone who's down, who's struggling, tell them about Jesus and invite them to church. Catch the fish, bring them in, and let us, through the word of God, my God, make them clean. My God, hallelujah. So just bring people to church in their own, in your own way. Just invite somebody to church and let us, the pastors, begin to disciple them. Amen. So we just thank God for the young disciples that we have at New Creation Christian Ministries. Again, be a disciple, be an evangelist, and go out and invite somebody to church. And we invite you to church this Sunday, this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday. Come over to New Creation Christian Ministries. Every Sunday is resurrection, but this Sunday we do acknowledge the risen Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a time of celebration. Amen. Amen. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Amen.
Pastor, that is so powerful, even as we are called to be witnesses in Judea, Jerusalem, and the othermost parts of the earth. You said our lives is a witness.
Yes.
We are called to be disciples.
Yes.
And that's what we are doing at the New Creation Church. We are developing disciples, soul winning. We are evangelizing, telling people about Jesus Christ. And it's just so powerful. You know, where we live, we have neighbors who don't go to church, but we've invited both of them, our immediate neighbors, and we're believing that they're watching our lives.
Yes.
Even as a married couple, we'll celebrate 18 years this year. And our neighbors, they know we're pastors, they know we're Christians, and they know we stand for the things of God. So we're believing that we're even going to win those in our neighborhood over through our walk and through our witness.
Yes.
Amen. I'm on vacation this week, but even at my job, people know that I live for Christ. I stand for the things of God. And God wants you to be bold in these times in which we're living in, knowing who you serve and knowing who you belong to. Go in peace and serve God, the final blessings over your life. We love you. We're praying for you. Continue to pray for us. Amen.
K-C-C-M.